Hey, my friends, going on live a little early to bring you live from DC from the Freedom Plaza feed, coming your way, a little pre-show for you, brought to you from our friends on BDV. So here you go. Mr. Schroyer is speaking right now. I'm going to turn the broadcast over to the live feed from Freedom Plaza, downtown Washington, D.C. Without further ado, here's Owen.
In secret tunnels to avoid we the people. Right now as we speak, they're scurrying around like the little rats that they are to try to avoid you. Now, why would they be doing that? Because they know they're corrupt, they know they're criminals, but worst of all, they know that we know. And unfortunately for them, they're not winning right now. They may be cheating, but they're not winning. They thought they could steal this election and get away with it. I anticipate there will be more than a million Trump voters in Washington, D.C. They thought they could fake a pandemic and keep you locked in your home, but yet I see thousands of beautiful, smiling faces without a mask, not in fear. And the theme is 4 more years for Donald Trump. And while I think all of us can get behind that, I'd like to see 1,000 more years of human freedom and 1,000 more years of the United States of America. Said that you can no longer say mother and father in Congress. Did you see this? Well, I got news from Nancy Pelosi. Trump is your daddy. So, despite all the things that they've done to try to destroy our morale, despite all the things they've done to gaslight us, confuse us, and try to keep us locked inside, we're here more powerful, more loud, and we're fighting mad.
Well, I'm here, you guys. I'm going to let this play out. Alex is up next, so you might want to watch a little pre-show coverage live from D.C. I'm safe at home. Me, the old man, I'm safe at home here in the hotel because I've been down there all day and I'm pretty tired. So I wanted to bring you this, though. And we'll bring the show on a regular time, 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 10 p.m. D.C. time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Meanwhile, take a listen.
And that man's name is Alex Jones. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones. I'll tell you who I'm excited to hear to see. It's you, the American people, unified in resistance for the new world order. resist the globalists. We have only begun our fight against their tyranny. They have tried to steal this election in front of everyone. And as I told them 20 years ago, I tell them again, I don't know how this is going to end, but if they want to fight, they better believe they've got one.
You better believe that, Alex. No, we're here with you, buddy.
The communist Chinese have enslaved 1.5 billion souls. They have millions in slave camps. It's admitted. And Apple runs the death camps and says it's okay because we're liberal. The very leftist media dividing Americans according to race and religion and sexual preference is the very same globalist groups that run the genetic engineering labs and the concentration camps in communist China. Hitler was a monster. Stalin was a monster. But what Mao Zedong and Xi Jinping did overshadows their crimes against us, against humanity. Every crime they commit against a Muslim, a Christian, a Buddhist, an agnostic, a Chinese, an African, a North American, it doesn't matter. It's a crime in the eyes of God. And just as authoritarians throughout history have bet on the Bolsheviks and bet on the Nazis and bet on every other form of tyranny, their bet will fail. Because there is a God that created the universe, and there is a God that inspired our republic, and there is a God in the control of the affairs of humans, and that or you see Barack Obama, or you see that slave of Satan, Joe Biden. They want to bankrupt you. They want to dumb you down. They want to hurt your children because they're falling and because misery loves company. We renounce Satan. We renounce the Democratic Party. We renounce abortion. We renounce the Communist Party of China. But more importantly, we embrace God and family and justice and strength. Just as we see in the Bible and just as we see in history, God rises up men who are real, not men that are perfect, not men that are above reproach, but real men like President Trump, who has fought hard for our republic, who's fought hard for justice, who's done the best job he can. And because he has represented us, he is under attack. So we hold up President Trump before the creator of the universe. And we say, thank you for trying to send us a deliverer, though he's as perfect as we are. But we pray for him, and we pray for America, and we hold him up in this hour of peril.
Yeah, I was down there all day. I got tired of waiting for Alex. I came back to the hotel.
To you, it's all in God's plan. We have turned the tables against the Satanists. We have turned the tables against the globalists. We have seen incredible victory in the last 4 years in the global awakening. God and his consciousness creates
Cherokee
the ocean
groups, everyone.
That creates the waves on which
this
Donald
is live
Trump
video.
Or an Alex Jones or you right in on. But is God in control of human destiny? Not Bill Gates, not Warren Buffett, not Lord Rothschild, not those. It is that simple understanding that God of the universe is in control, not the globalists who want to play God. We recognize God, we connect with God, and we transcend the Satanists by doing that. Tomorrow is a great day. We don't quietly take the election fraud. We don't quietly take the sham and believe their BS. We've seen the others. The system has had to desperately engage in this gambit to maintain control. But this will be their Waterloo. This will be their destruction. Whatever happens to President Trump in 15 days, he is still the elected president of this republic, and we do not recognize the communist Chinese agent Joe Biden or his controllers. And America and the world is watching everything you do with the big tech censorship and the economic attacks and the COVID lockdowns and the UN martial law. World government, foretold for thousands of years, is now upon us, and it's pathetic, and it will be defeated.
Amen.
We finally face the world government chicken little wish hunt system, and we have the deaths of 2020 from the CDC. 61,000 more people died in 2020 than died in 2019. And when you count the drug addiction, the drug overdoses, and suicide, less people died in 2020 than died in 2019. The chicken little hoax that is COVID-19 is broken. But you have to go out and you have to expose it, because upon that lie of COVID-19 and that Chi-Com engineered virus that Bill Gates owns, they built this entire system on that lie. So we must now pray for President Trump and lift him up to God and ask God to give him the guidance and the discernment and the leadership to make the decisions in God's plan that bring down the new world order. And it comes down to that. Churchill gave a famous speech where he said, all I can promise you is blood and pain and war and suffering. But the alternative is even worse, total slavery. So we don't care what the new order does. We commit to Christ, and we commit to war against the globalists with the truth, and we will never surrender. Never, 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 never feel alone. No matter if you're in a jail cell, or no matter if you're dying of cancer, or no matter if your car broke down in the middle of the desert, the God of the universe built you, and the God of the universe loves you, and the God of the universe will deliver and fulfill you, but you must have faith and open that channel. And that's why, in closing, I'm so honored to be here tonight with this amazing group of people, the most powerful speech that I've ever heard, because the Spirit of God is with us. The Spirit of liberty is with us.
And if God be with us, who can stand against us? So I will tell you again. I trust in the plan of God. I trust in Jesus Christ. I trust in the narrow road, not the easy road. I trust in the great contest of liberty. I trust in my forebears, and I trust in you, created by God. The globalists are in fear. The globalists want to blame God. They are not God. And the answer to their 1984 tyranny is 1776. I'm so honored to be here with General Flynn and Roger Stone and others coming up. But they are just as important as you are, whether you be black, whether you be white, whether you be old, whether you be young. God made you and God loves you, and they will never separate us. We will prevail. Amen.
Alex Jones, folks. When we started this and put this event on, the number one word, as I told you guys, was unity. United as a party, united as patriots, united as Americans, fighting for the wrong that's been perpetrated against all of us. Make no mistake, it's not about President Trump, it's about each and every one of you. Your voice is being silenced by a fraudulent election. You know it, I know it, and everyone here knows it. Our next pastor, of course, is the president's pastor. He is actually one of the first African-American to ever stand up to Donald Trump. He's been backing him for 5 years. Alumni, Pastor Mark Burns.
I don't know what's happening with the sound feed from those guys. Like I said, you guys, I was down there all day. Got tired of waiting for Alex. Didn't know what time he was going to be there. So I came home to the safety of my hotel room because, you know, after marching around the city of D.C. all day and walking about 6 or 8 miles, probably about 8 miles, a little tired. But anyway, trying to bring it from there to see if they're going to cover the rest of the speeches, because we still have coming up Roger Stone. And I think General Flynn, unless he's already spoken, I'm not sure whether he has or not. But anyway, we'll see if they continue covering this stuff. And we're here and we will be with you to cover it with you. So right now, I don't see anything happening. We'll see. The camera went blank, but they're still feeding. So let's see what's happening. A little pre-show rally coverage for you. So let's see what's happening there. I don't know what that is yet, okay? Yeah, that's I can see that view a block from where I'm at over here. It's dark and nasty and rainy and cold here right now, but that's what it looks like. And it's kind of surreal, you know, to drive. It's my first time in this town, and you drive in, the lights on the Washington Monument stuff at night, and it's the problem is all the wonderful history is being overshadowed by all the corruption. And it's so sad, you know. I don't quite understand why we put up with it. So maybe they're not going to cover any more speeches. I'll let you know if they are. What I'm going to do is go ahead and go off live right now. And I will continue to monitor this. And if they bring any more speakers back up, because this thing over here is not scheduled to end at 8 o'clock local time. And right now it's 7:42. So maybe it's ending a little early. Or maybe there's yet to be another speaker. I don't know. But I will continue to monitor. And I will come on with a regular show from DC live, and I'm going to prepare a couple of interviews that I took earlier in the day and make sure that they are air ready if I can, the best that I can, and we'll bring that to you and have my coverage of the night before the day of the shot that's heard around the world. And we don't know if that shot's going to, which direction it's going to go. But that's why we're here in DC. And if they start speaking again, I will come back on. But for now, we'll close the broadcast and I will be back at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, with live from DC number 2. Well, now you guys are coming back on now that I'm getting ready to leave. What's going on? I think that you get on and they knock you off because I see the numbers climb, and then boom, they go down to nothing. Then they start climbing again. So I don't know what's happening, but it looks like they're knocking you off the channels as soon as you get on is what I see happening. But anyway, I will be back. For now, I will leave the channel. I better not do that. I'm gonna close out for now, and we'll be back. If they bring any of this back, we will chime in again. So for now, take care. It's JD reporting from DC, bringing you live coverage. We'll see you in a bit.